It's just after lunchtime at a school in Namyeon when students start piling out of classrooms with urgency. This is an evacuation drill, preparing them for what might happen should conflict erupt in the area. This is a township in Thailand's far east that feels on the brink of danger. The border with Cambodia isn't far away. In nearby Nam Khun, school children help dig sand into bags to form makeshift bomb shelter barriers.
Have the conflict occur or to be erupted, these villagers will face the emergency evacuation plan first.
Classes have not been cancelled here. They're carrying on despite fears of war in the area.
กังวลเรื่องความปลอดภัยก็กลัวลูกระเบิดที่เขาจะยิงมามันจะมาตกในพื้นที่ของเราครับก็คือเด็กเยอะก็กลัวเป็นเบื้องต้นนะครับ
These are the jungle-filled mountains in which Thai and Cambodian forces have assembled over the past couple of weeks. This region hosts the Emerald Triangle, the international divide between Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos. On May 28, the killing of a Cambodian soldier in a skirmish with the Thai army here kicked off the latest round of tensions between the two neighbours. On the Cambodian side of the border, the military too has control of sensitive frontier areas. More than 100 families were evacuated after the shooting.
This checkpoint is just a few kilometres from Cambodia, and this area is now a military zone controlled by the Thai army. Tensions have fluctuated over the past couple of weeks in what is a hotly contested border region. But this is an area that is no stranger to conflict in the past.
Landmines still litter the landscape, scars from the Vietnam War, and decades of drug-fueled conflict in this region. Ha Samek deals with the remnants of those past wars every day. He lost his leg after stepping on a mine while farming his animals. He wants peace to last this time.
ไม่สบายระแวงฟ้าร้องไม่ตื่นแล้วสะดุ้งแล้วคือภาพเก่ามันเข้ามาในตัวปั๊บรู้เลยว่าจะเกิดสงครามระแวงเลยระวังเลยว่าทีนี้ฟ้าร้องเสียงปืนมัน
Further west in Surin province, these temples too are flashpoints in the bilateral scrap. Once part of a royal road in the ancient Khmer Empire, the Tamun Tom complex and other nearby temples have also been claimed by Cambodia, a saga that has stretched more than a century since the French drew up new borders in 1907. In February, Cambodian soldiers and civilians sung their national anthem here, resulting in a verbal dispute between the two sides and a formal complaint by the Thai government, which viewed the act as provocative. Today, the site is heavily guarded by soldiers from both nations. On the Cambodian side, the number of tourists is low. Locals pray to the spirits of their ancestors to protect the land and keep it safe from any enemy. And there are strong feelings that the history here is undeniably Khmer.
บ้านสำคัญนะสำหรับเขมรโอ้ยคนเจ้าจุยกาเปียกเนี่ยมันใบโยมูระบักเมมวิ่งบ้านจะยุบักกี้เท่ยิ่งยุบักยิ่งมวิ่ง
The Thai side is busier. Visitors to the site expressing concern about the prospect of losing the temples.
ก็เสียใจนั่นแหละถ้าพูดไปมันก็เสียความรู้สึกกับเราคิดว่าเป็นของเรามาตลอด
Thailand and Cambodia have a checkered history when it comes to the ownership of ancient temples along their shared border. In this instance, at least, Cambodia wants the dispute settled by the International Court of Justice, whose jurisdiction Thailand has already said it won't recognise.
Analysts say Cambodia has taken advantage of perceived weakness among Thai leadership and the close ties between the governing Shinawat and Hun families.
I think that's one thing that Cambodian leaders sensed weeks ago, months ago, you know, that if the situation was to happen and it did happen, there will be no consensus on how to respond, giving Cambodian more time to move more ahead forward before they retreat it again.
Thai Prime Minister Pettong Tan Shinawat made her first visit to the border area on Wednesday, a high-profile trip to show strength and leadership. But Panitan believes the Thai administration has been too slow to act in the face of what he calls sophisticated and deliberate border tactics and diplomacy from Cambodia.
The escalation is achieved for the time being, and now the next perhaps step is to make sure that the JBC, the Joint Border Committee, is more successful.
Until then, communities remain on edge. In a small village in Nam Yuen, a near full moon shines its light down onto the faces of a small makeshift squadron of local men. This is a volunteer night patrol. After the sun sets, they emerge for duty and sit in the darkness from 8 p.m. until dawn, just watching. Cambodia is quite a distance, about 30 kilometres from here, but they say they have a duty to make their community feel safe.
ก็คงจะเป็นเพราะว่าความห่วงใยชุมชนนะครับที่นี่เป็นพื้นแผ่นดินของพ่อของแม่พวกเราไม่กลัวนะครับถ้ามีใครมาลุกล้ำอธิปไตยเราพวกเราจะไม่ทิ้งหมู่บ้านไปไหนพวกเราจะอยู่ที่นี่ครับถึงแม้ว่ามันจะอันตรายเราก็จะอยู
่ For now their knights have remained silent just like their actual soldier brethren up in the nearby jungle in the absence of any resolution Deterrence might be the strongest strategy at hand.